Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fakes left, now taken off. Gonna run for it, he got it! And there he goes! Inside the 10, the 5! Oh, the play of the year in the NFL!
I think the play of the year was the Hail Mary a few weeks back here in town to Noah Brown, Jaden to Noah Brown. But that run by Josh Allen was ridiculous. Chiefs and Bills in what was certainly billed as maybe the game of the year to date, although there are a couple of more to come. Buffalo wins it 30-21. It was 23-21 in that situation. It was fourth down and two. The Chiefs trying to hold on to the possibility of getting the ball back with a stop down two. Is there any doubt, had they gotten the ball back down two, that they would have more likely won with a walk-off field goal, or certainly a walk-off field goal attempt? And if they had kicked a field goal at 26-21 and made it 26-21, and they had already missed a PAT early in the game, is there any doubt that Mahomes would have driven him down the field and they would have won 27-26 or 29-26? So they went for it on fourth and two with about 2:15 left. And, you know, Allen explained it as thought it was man. They went right at the snap to zone. He got, you know, into that situation where he wasn't sure and he just decided, I'm going to go get this with my legs. And he did, and he ran over few players, including one at the goal line, to score to put the game away. They needed the extra point because they had already missed an extra point. They needed the extra point to extend it to a 9-point lead. They did, and they won the game 30-21. And Josh Allen, 27 of 40, a touchdown and a pick, 12 carries to lead the Bills in rushing with 55 yards and a touchdown, including that game winner. And Buffalo is 9-2. You know, kind of feels like they've been there before, because they have. You know, the this is, you know, with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, two quarterbacks in the Patrick Mahomes era that can win all the regular season games they want, even head-to-head against Kansas City. In Buffalo's case, I think they're now dead even, 4-4 overall, but they're 0-3 in the postseason. And what this did is this gets Buffalo back into the conversation for the one seed. You know, the Kansas City schedule that looked a little bit less daunting before the last couple of weeks, they now have the Chargers, the Texans, the Steelers, and the Broncos on their schedule. So they're, you know, and they're playing not as well as Buffalo. They're not as dynamic an offensive football team as Buffalo is. Buffalo still has the 49ers, the Rams, the Lions, but they finished with two against the Patriots and one against the Jets. So the race for the one seed and where potentially the AFC Championship game is played is really on the line the rest of the way. With that said, Buffalo lost to Kansas City at home in the postseason last year. But Josh Allen, As Denton mentioned earlier in the show, he's become now the favorite to win his first MVP, and he deserves that. He's overtaken Lamar because Lamar's had a couple of rough games. And right now, through the 10 that they've played or the 11 that they've played, he's been impeccable. And what he's done this year that he hasn't done in years past is he's not turning the ball over. 5 total interceptions on the season for a guy that in the last 4 years averaged 14 interceptions per year. He is playing at a really, really high level. He's a really good player, and man, is he a tough SOB. 30-21, Buffalo wins the game. You know, I kept thinking that if it ended 23-21, because there was a chance they could have run out the clock after that 4th and 2, forced timeouts, another first down, that would have been right on the number. You know, it was a 2. The spread went off at 2. I saw some 2.5s out there. Buffalo takes the Chiefs. The Chiefs' undefeated season is over, and Larry Zonka and the former Dolphins are toasting each other. I don't know what to make of Kansas City. I feel like we've said this a lot of times during the regular season. This team is definitely defensive-led. You know, they had, you know, in the last 3 or 4 games, easy opportunities to not come out with a victory, but they did. But playing a really good team in Buffalo, they can't get it done on the road. That is, wouldn't you say these two teams are the close to collegiate atmospheres, Buffalo and Arrowhead, maybe Green Bay? The crowd was insane. When you got overhead shots or you got shots of the crowd, I couldn't find one empty seat in that place.
No, they're nuts. I mean, Buffalo had Bill Cowher at, how old is Bill Cowher? Like 70? He was jumping through tables pregame.
Yeah.
That crowd is insane.
Yeah. Didn't Cowher play for Buffalo? I think he did. A long time ago. I think Marty Schottenheimer played for Buffalo. One of those two played for Buffalo. All right. Where are we heading next? We are heading to Pittsburgh again to talk about Steelers-Ravens.
Jackson, deep drop, timing route, drops it in the bucket, caught by Hill. Steelers fighting for the football, they come away with it.
Yeah, they came away with it. It was a phenomenal play, picked off it by, who picked that ball off?
It was Peyton Hill.
It was Peyton Wilson. Peyton Wilson, right? It was number 41. For the Steelers. Great job. They took balls away in this game. And really, you know, it was 3-1 turnover plus 2 Steelers turnover margin. And the Ravens had 12 penalties in the game. And then Derrick Henry, as we talked about earlier, only touched the ball 13 times in a game that seemed built for Derrick Henry. The 2-point conversion play after Lamar threw a touchdown pass to Zay Flowers was, they love running quarterback power. They love running quarterback counter. They love running quarterback sweep. I don't know how you don't have an option to throw that football there. It didn't look like there was an option to throw the football. Baltimore has now lost twice in their last 4 games, and they were lucky to survive Cincinnati a week ago on Thursday Night Football. They are 7-4 in the AFC North. The Steelers are at 8-2. I think we look at Buffalo and Kansas City as the front runners for the one seed in the AFC, but should we completely discount Pittsburgh from that conversation at 8-2? I mean, they have the Browns, Bengals, and Browns coming up in their next 3. Potentially a chance to get to 11-2. I wouldn't be surprised if they lose one of those games before a stretch of Eagles, Ravens, Chiefs. Pittsburgh's much better, as we've already talked about this year, than they've been in recent years. Let's go to Denver for the Bo Nix Show.
Quick toss, Franklin. Inside, touchdown, Denver!
Yeah, so 2 things about this game. Bo Nix looks great. By the way, looks great throwing the ball down the field. We talked about that starting a few weeks ago. Also looks great getting the ball out of his hands quickly on short throws. They had 2 touchdowns on bubble screens in the game, 2 of his 4. But he's throwing the ball down the field. He was 28 of 33 for 307, 4 touchdowns, no picks, and they ran the ball. They've got weapons. Cortland Sutton's been great for a while. By the way, Marvin Mims Jr. is not only dangerous as a receiver, he had a touchdown, but he is a dangerous punt returner. I think we saw that last year when Washington played Denver in week two. Atlanta right now is the worst defensive team in the league. I don't know where they are per the DVOA rankings. I can pull that up here. They can't stop anybody. They have the worst pass rush in the league. They're just bad, and they can't stop the run. They can't do anything defensively. They're 27th per DVOA right now, but just, you know, completely falling apart defensively. Jacksonville's the worst defensive team. Of course they are. Carolina's pretty bad, too, and so is Dallas. But you got to give Denver credit. They had a field goal blocked, or they would have beaten the Chiefs. You know, you look through some of their early season wins, and none of them really stood out as super impressive. Maybe some of their losses were more impressive. Close loss to the Chargers, close loss early in the season to the Steelers. But don't look now. The Broncos are sitting there at 6-5. And when you look at the playoff standings, they'd be the 7th seed right now in the AFC postseason. You know, you've got right now the 3 wild cards are the Chargers, Ravens, and Broncos. Now, the Colts are a game back. The Dolphins are they're at 4-6 and are playing better, and I think they could be a threat down the stretch. But after that, I mean, Cincinnati's now got 7 losses. And can you get in at 9-8? In the AFC, maybe, but that leaves Cincinnati with just one more loss opportunity. I don't think so, no matter how explosive they are on offense, because they are. Miami, you know, is a team that certainly is going to give people fits down the stretch. But Denver, I mean, that would be right up there with Washington, don't you think, in terms of playoff surprises? Because right now, nobody in the AFC is a surprise except for them. And I don't think anybody in the NFC, other than maybe Arizona, I guess Minnesota is a bit of a surprise in Washington, but Denver, who knew? Let's go to the Sunday night game. It was the Chargers and the Bengals.
Yeah, they are frustrated, no doubt, Melissa. 3 guys keep Hendrickson out of the backfield. Herbert throws, end zone, touchdown!
So in the first half, the Chargers absolutely destroyed the Bengals. They were 24-6 at halftime. They got a field goal early in the second half, and they were up 3 touchdowns in this game. And they looked great doing it. They were running the football. Justin Herbert was on fire. And Cincinnati, you know, wasn't incapable offensively. They just couldn't get a stop. And they were having to kick field goals in there. I think there were a couple of fourth down stops, or maybe a couple of big third down stops that they had in the game. Cincinnati had 450-some yards in this game. And then the second half came, and they were unstoppable. They went touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Chargers fumbled after building a 27-6 lead. And then the Chargers once again moved the ball down the field in a tie game, 27-27. And McPherson missed a field goal. Then they got the ball back, drove down the field. McPherson missed another field goal. And then the Chargers got the ball late and drove 84 yards in 45 seconds. They were in field goal range, and Dobbins broke off a 30-yard touchdown run. Game over, 34-27. That is an escape. That's one of those where you melted down. The other team had something to do with it, but you held on, and the Chargers are 7-3. They've won 4 games in a row, and they play the Ravens next Monday night. A week from tonight at home. Chargers are a pretty good football team. Denton, your Bengals, they're good. I mean, they're explosive as hell on offense. Burrow threw for another 350-something. He's outstanding. Higgins and Chase, they might be the best tandem in the NFL. But right now, they can't stop anybody, even though they did get some stops in the second half. They were desperate to keep their postseason hopes alive. It just didn't happen, and the Chargers hang on. And I think we can count Cincinnati out now, can't we, or not?
Yeah, they're sitting there with the Jets where they're not making it. I'll tell you what, though. T. Higgins might look good if he's in burgundy gold next year.
He can play.
Guy, big hands catcher. I love a guy that catches with his hands.
Strong hands. No doubt. They play Cincinnati. They play Pittsburgh, excuse me, after their bye week. They're on a bye week. Pittsburgh has Cleveland on Thursday night, and then they get the Steelers twice. They get a game with Denver late. You know, they could get back into it. They'd have to rip off. Now they can't lose. They got to win against Pittsburgh in their next game. Then they got the Cowboys, Titans, Browns. And if they were to run off four in a row and be 8-7, of course they're in it, and that would be a massive, you know, finish with Denver and Denver and Pittsburgh. I counted Cincinnati out, but I'm looking at it and I'm like, they're too good offensively not to win some of these games. I mean, they lost 35-34 last week. They lost 34-27 this week. McPherson's been terrible this year. He's missed a bunch of kicks, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's missed a ton. But, like, I am counting them out because Burrow's the leading passer in the league with 3,000 yards. He has 27 touchdowns and just 4 interceptions, and they still keep losing. Like, he's playing immaculately, and they can't stop anybody when they need to.
He's awesome. By the way, McPherson has missed 6 field goals this year. 6. That's a lot in 2024. All right, let's go to San Francisco for the Seahawks and the 49ers.
Under 20, Smith back to throw. Smith takes off. Geno Smith, end zone ahead. Touchdown, Seattle.
What a big-time drive. He actually had a drive, the drive before, in which I think he got the first down on 3rd and 1, and then on 4th and 1, Charbonnet got stopped. Surprised that they didn't challenge that on the 3rd and 1. He easily got the first down, so they turned it over on downs. But they got a stop. The 49ers decided not to try a long field goal up 17-13. They punted, and Geno took them 80 yards in 2.5 minutes. Man, there's something about him and watching him. He's gonna break your heart sometimes, and he's gonna do some things occasionally that are foolish, but he's a baller, man. Geno Smith has really, at 35 years old, something like that, these last few years, he has really had a career in like 3 seasons or 4 seasons, whatever it was. Because before that, you know, Jets, who else did he play for? He played for the Giants, didn't he? Had no career. He was a career backup, basically, after those first couple of years with the Jets. But, man, what a big win for Seattle. You know, disheartening for the 49ers, who keep losing these close games. I mean, they lost, you know, at the gun to the Rams early in the season. They lost at the gun to the Cardinals early in the season. And there they lost pretty much at the gun to the Seahawks. And here's Seattle, back in it at 5-5. I wanted to mention one quick thing in this game. Head coach Mike McDonald, their rookie head coach, he called a timeout on back-to-back plays, which is a 15-yard penalty. It was late in the game. It was on a San Francisco drive in which it was their drive when they were up 4. He called a timeout with like 3 minutes to go, and then saw the alignment pre-snap and tried to call another one. Go back. I don't know what happened here. The referees huddled, and then a referee walked over to him and appeared to say, "You're not allowed to call back-to-back timeouts, but let him get away with it." And because of that, it stayed 2nd and long for San Francisco instead of what would have been a 15-yard penalty and a first down into field goal range. I don't know if anything's been written on this. I just happened to have been watching it because I had that game on the other screen. And he was distraught. He realized what he had done, and then they didn't call him for it. That's the, you know, for those of us that remember 2007 against the Bills, the game after Sean Taylor's passing, Gibbs called back-to-back timeouts to try to ice a kicker and didn't know the rule, and that moved it up 15 yards and made a 52-yarder a 37-yarder. I think it was Ryan Lindell. And he booted it through, and the Bills won that game. And Gibbs felt terrible about it, but they did not. I'm wondering if there's been anything. I did not go searching for this. I just had it in my notes of things that I'd written down. But I am pretty sure he called a second timeout and they decided not to credit him for it because it would have been a penalty and it would have been a devastating penalty. All right, where are we going next?
Let's go to Detroit, the wagon.
First and goal. Goff to the air. Caught for the touchdown. Amon-Ra St. Brown, another one. Two today.
Yeah, he had 11 catches for 161 yards. Jameson Williams also had over 100 yards receiving. Goff threw for 412, four touchdowns. Another perfect passer rating for Jared Goff at 158.3. That makes his season, I think he's got a second perfect passer game. No, he doesn't. He has three now in the 150s passer rating-wise. And as mentioned, because I talked about this team to start, they're having one of those seasons. You know, we've seen these seasons, the Broncos in 2013, the Patriots in 2007, you know, our Skins in 91, thinking about some of the great teams, regular season teams of all time. They're just absolutely a juggernaut right now. They had 645 yards of total offense. They held a terrible Jacksonville team and a banged up Jacksonville team who started Mac Jones to 170 yards in the game. The 475 yard differential is the most since 1979, the third largest differential in yards in NFL history. They're really unstoppable right now. 38 first downs in the game. I think we looked this up last year because somebody had like 36 first downs in a game, and I'm like, what's the record? And I think it's New Orleans. I think we found that last year. Drew Brees in New Orleans had, I think, 40 first downs in a game. They didn't even try in the fourth quarter. They had all their subs in, and they won 52-6. You look at Detroit in some of these big games coming up. They'll have the Packers on December 5th at home, but the game that is really going to be a highlighted game on Sunday, December 15th, Ford Field, Bills, Lions. Wow. They also have a game late season at 49ers. They play two against the Bears. The Lions are 9-1 for the first time in 90 years. Let's finish up the rest of the NFL when we come back, and we got to talk about the performance from Caleb.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Caleb Williams yesterday with his new offensive coordinator. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.